I got a text message late yesterday afternoon from a junior teacher here, Dave Parsons, and Dave sent me a couple of pictures and a video of some junior guys that went to one of our precious lady's houses here at the church, and they did a lot of work at her house. Her husband passed away several years ago, and he told me it had been 11 years since she was able to park her car in her garage. Right, 11 years since she's been able to park her car in the garage. And the guys worked all afternoon. At the end of it, they sent me a video, and the guys made like a tunnel chanting, "Move that car." She drove her car into the garage at the end of the time together. And whether you guys realize it or not, whether it's a big deal in your world or not, you guys made a huge difference in her life, and she's going to think about that for a long time. Every time she pulls into her garage, she's going to remember that she's loved, that she's cared for, that she's appreciated, and the people of her church love her and have made a huge difference in her life. And that's not the only story we heard throughout the weekend. You guys spread out yesterday and made a difference in the lives of so many people around our community. Whether you were gathering cans to go to one of our food banks to help people have a meal to eat, or you were helping one of our ladies with things around their house, you guys made a difference in the life of so many people. And I think that you guys by now have heard, right, that this weekend is all about difference makers. And we want you guys to walk away with two things this morning. And the first is this, is it starts with God. God is the ultimate difference maker, right? Number one is this: God through his son Jesus can make a difference in your life. God can make a difference in your life, and it starts when you first place your faith and your trust in him. So if you did that about 10 minutes ago in here, this is you. If you did this 10 years ago in VBS, this is you. This is what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come, and God has made an eternal difference in your life when you place your faith and your trust in him. But I need you to look up here. I need you to think about this and listen to this. That's not just a thing that happens and then it's over, right? God makes that difference in your life in that moment, and then the rest of your life, God is making a difference in you constantly. He doesn't jump in and jump out. God is with you eternally all the time to continue making that difference in your life. Guys, God's there, and God makes a difference in your life. Heart, but God makes a difference in you so that you can know him and love him and spend forever with him, but he also makes a difference in you so that you can make a difference in the world around you, in the people around you. Guys, that's the second thing. We want to make sure that everybody walks away from this weekend. It's this: God wants to make a difference through your life. Sixth grader, it doesn't matter. 10th grader, it doesn't matter. College student, it doesn't matter. Life group teacher, adult, host home parent, God wants to make a difference through your life. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 says, "For we," say me. Oh, okay, hold on. Everybody say me.
Me.
Say me.
Me.
All right, so look at that and remember that that verse is talking about you, right? For we, me, right? Each and every one of us that have placed our faith and trust in Jesus are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Let me tell you something. Look at the person next to you and say, "You matter." Look at the other person next to you and say, "You matter." Every single one of us matters, and God wants to make a difference through us. Listen, in eighth grade, I made the basketball team sort of on accident, right? There's no reason I should have been on the team, but Coach Pinkerton at Dory was my basketball coach, right? I say that loosely because I never really played on that team, all right? Let me tell you about my experience. I was on that team, and we were awesome, really, really good, but not because of me. I did not matter to that team. If I played in the game, it was the last 30 seconds, and the only reason that I went in is so that the good guys on the team could wave to the crowd as they went out. That was my role on the team, and I made no difference in whether we won or lost. I made no difference in what was going on the court in those games and for that team. I was just there taking up space, all right? And I've noticed that sometimes myself and sometimes all of us, we take that attitude into our daily life when it comes with making a difference for Christ. We might think that we don't matter. We might think that there's other people better equipped to handle it for us. We might think that somebody else is going to do the job and that I don't have to do the job because I don't matter. Guys, I want you to get this and understand this and live this. You matter, right? You have a role to play when it comes to making a difference in the world around you. God wants to work specifically through you to make a difference in your friends' lives, in your family's lives, the people in your school, the people in your team, in your band, in your choir, wherever it is God's placed you, I promise you that God has you there specifically to make a difference. A lot of people sit back and they think that somebody else is going to handle it. Or they sit back and they might ask questions, and maybe you've asked some of them like this: does God really want me to make a difference? Let me answer it. Yes, He does. Some people might ask, can God use me to make a difference? I don't know everything. I've done things in my past. I don't have a lot of influence. I don't know a lot of people. Can God use me to make a difference? The answer is yes, God can use you to make a difference. Some people say, I don't know if I'm ready to make a difference. Let me tell you, if God has made a difference in your heart, then you are ready to be used by God to make a difference in the lives of people around you. Yes, you are ready to make a difference. And some people just sit back and think, can someone else do my part? Can someone else do it for me? Right? Can Avery handle it for me at Klein? She's got it. She knows a lot of people. She can talk to a lot of people. Can she do it for me? And I can just help her. No, she can't, right? God has called you. God has equipped you. God has gifted and empowered you to make a difference wherever it is God places you. He wants to work in you so He can work through you to make a difference in the lives of people around you. Listen to this. Every eye up here. You don't get to do tomorrow twice. All right, tomorrow, Monday, February 8th, 2016, happens one time. You don't get to do it again, right? Everything that happens in your life tomorrow is a one-time deal and will not happen on Tuesday. The conversations that you have tomorrow won't happen on Tuesday. The interaction that you have with people tomorrow won't happen the next day. If you wear this shirt tomorrow to school and people ask you about it, that is your one time to step up and tell that person about the difference that Christ has made in you and can make in them as well. Guys, you don't get to do tomorrow twice. Be ready, be prepared to make a difference wherever God has placed you. And I promise you guys, if God's made a difference in your life, there should be that burning passion inside of us, each one of us, inside of me, your college leaders, your life group teachers, your host homes, and every single grade represented in here, there should be that burning passion in us to make a difference in other people's lives as well. You might wonder how. All right, three simple things. The first is this: you can love people and serve people. Love people and serve people. At an eighth grade guy's house last night, some guys asked me, you know, how do we love somebody or serve somebody that, or how do we witness to somebody, make a difference in the life of an atheist in our school, one of our friends that's an atheist? And that was the answer: love them and serve them. Continue to pray for them, reach out to them, invest in them, and ask God to continue working on your heart and to use you in their lives. Saying a thing you guys can do, and this is a very novel concept to make a difference in the world around you, is tell somebody about Jesus, right? Tell them about Jesus, about the difference that He's made in your life and the difference that He can make in their life as well. And the third thing, I know I'm going fast, but it's really simple. Bring them to church, right? Bring them with you to be around other Christians. Bring them with you to hear the Word of God. Bring them with you to have a chance to respond to the Word of God. Bring them with you to sit in a life group teacher and have an adult pour into them that knows and that loves Jesus. Guys, you guys are called, equipped, empowered. And by the way, everybody look up here. Not just called, equipped, empowered. You guys are commanded. I am commanded. We as the church are commanded to go out and to tell the world about the one that's made a difference in our lives.
We hope that you've enjoyed the message today and that it will be a source of encouragement to you this week. At Champion Forest Baptist Church, we desire to help people make sense out of life through Christ-centered living. And that's because with Christ, we have hope and true satisfaction. The Bible clearly states that all men have offended God by worshiping things He created instead of Him. We have chosen to reject His authority in our life and look for satisfaction in things He created instead of Him. which is ultimately pointless given that he is truly the only thing that can satisfy us completely. He is the perfection of everything we seek. The problem is, though, that once we have sinned against him by turning to these other things, a gap is created between us, not allowing us to access him anymore to find this satisfaction. God's character demands that our rebellion be accounted for before he forgives us. And this is the beauty of the message of Jesus. Christ is perfect in every way. He never rebelled against God, and he took upon our punishment on himself so that we could be reconciled to God and be fully satisfied in him, gaining eternal life. We need Jesus because without him, we are without hope, both in this life and for eternity. Turn to Christ alone for forgiveness and find satisfaction fully in our great God. Once again, thanks for joining us today, and we hope to see you soon.